We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, here we go. Friday afternoon already. I told you Monday. It's going to be Friday before you know it. And here we are on Friday afternoon. Free for all Friday. God, I have been rushing around today. Sometimes I know you're running just a little bit late with something or something gets your attention. I'm out of breath because I was literally running down the hall to get into the studio here in time to make the show. This is one of those days. I know you have them too. It's just that when I have them, can't really hide it. All right, reach over there and crank it up because this is what you have been working for. Okay, we have a lot to talk about this afternoon. I mean, we always do, but we got a lot to get to on this Friday afternoon. You know, it is Free for All Friday, so, you know, we've got a few serious things to deal with. Not too serious. Well, you know, the flood in Texas is still a topic of discussion, and that's obviously very serious. But we have a few things that we have to cover with politics. But for the most part, you know, I want to have fun this afternoon. And if there's something that you want to talk about that you didn't get a chance to talk about this week, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line for Free for All Friday is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us on this Friday afternoon. We've got rain in downtown New Orleans. In fact, it's storming right now. I can barely see the Crescent City Connection from our studio windows, which is usually a very clear view, but we got some heavy rain in downtown New Orleans, and if it's not raining where you are, it might be raining soon. If you're driving around, you might be driving into some rain at some point today because it's just one of those weekends. The movie Superman is out this weekend, and this is not the first Superman they've done. It's kind of like Godzilla. You know, they just keep remaking the movie for, I guess, new generations. And, you know, I don't have a problem with that. But, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I grew up watching the Superman TV series. And the effects, of course, at the time, I guess they were pretty cool. But the effects of Superman flying were just really, really bad. But, you know, again, that's all we knew. So, you know, I thought it was great. I mean, it was really kind of hokey. And, you know, I did watch Superman when I was a kid, but I was never into comic books. And this is another one of those comic book movies that turned into a comic book character turned into a movie. And I was never into comic books. And some people are. Some people aren't. Some people like cilantro. Some people don't. It's kind of like that. And I never understood comic books. Maybe they were just a little bit too complicated for me. And I just my fragile brain couldn't wrap myself around the comic book characters. But as a kid growing up, I did watch Superman, and I thought it was pretty cool. So I saw the Christopher Reeve Superman. If there was another one, and I think there might have been. Anyway, if there was another one, I didn't see that one. But I'm hearing good things about this Superman movie, so I'm gonna try to go see it this weekend. And if I do get to see it, we'll talk about it Monday afternoon on the show. So we'll get into that a little bit later this afternoon. Also, this weekend, a lot going on. Beatles Fest. If it's not sold out, it is on the verge of selling out. You can try and get tickets now. It's at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. And there were a few tickets. We talked to Chuck Credo, the producer, the other day, and there were just a few tickets left. It will be a sellout by the time tomorrow night comes. And it's just, it's an amazing event. And we're going to play a couple of songs from the Help album. That's the album they're doing this year. Every year they feature an entire album. Now, they do other Beatles songs. But they also, every Beatles Fest, they feature an entire Beatles album and play every song from the album. And this year it's going to be the album Help. And there were a lot of great songs on that album. And some of you might not remember some of those songs, but, you know, obviously there was Help, Ticket to Ride. That was also on the Help album. But there were some other great songs, so we're going to do some of the deeper cuts from Help on the show this afternoon. Also, tonight at House of Blues, Psychedelic Furs. I love this band. I saw them, last year? Year before, within the last 2 years, I saw Psychedelic Furs at House of Blues. And, well, I mean, this is such a great venue. House of Blues, amazing. And the Psychedelic Furs are just, I mean, it's the Psychedelic Furs. They are really awesome. And I love what they represent. The Psychedelic Furs were part of that transition from real punk, hardcore punk, to what became known as new wave music in the late 70s and early 80s. And then that led to the music that we refer to as the music of the 80s. The new British invasion with Human League and Duran Duran and all of those bands and artists that created that that sound that we refer to as the music of the 80s. This might be in the genre of dark 80s, not that it's, you know, dark and menacing or anything like that, but I guess it's a more alternative. But, you know, I've talked about this before. There was an attempt in the 70s to bring punk from England to America, and it didn't work. It absolutely bombed. Punk did not work. And it was really because punk was so angst-ridden. It was so angry. It was so aggressive. And it was part of the social setting for young people in the UK. And the economy was in the dumper. A lot of unemployment, and young people were just frustrated, and they were angry, and they were just revolting. And the hardcore nature, that abrasive, driving punk rock sound, that hardcore punk rock sound reflected that audience. And so it worked in the UK, but then in trying to bring it to the United States, the problem was, and this is just a great lesson when it comes to how music relates to society and the political and social norms of the time. Punk rock, heavy punk rock, was not accepted in the United States the way it was in the UK because young people were not that pissed off. You know, the Vietnam War was over, Watergate was over, and it just, the economy wasn't that bad. And so young people didn't have the unemployment rate here. So the audience was not ready for that abrasive sound. Now, obviously, there were some hardcore punk rock fans here, but it didn't make it as mainstream as some had anticipated or some had wanted. And so as time went on, that sort of evolved into the new wave sound. And there were the Ramones. I mean, the Ramones are punk, but they're pop punk. I mean, when I'm talking about punk, I mean, you know, I'm talking about, like, you know, driving punk, like Sex Pistols punk. The Psychedelic Furs were part of that. The B-52s were part of that. Berlin with Terry Nunn. They were part of that sound, the new wave sound. And there was just a lot of great music in that new wave era. You know, disco was kind of waning at the time. And then there were people who just hated disco. But the other thing that was going on was the beginning of new wave music. And it was sort of a commercialized version of punk rock. And the Psychedelic Furs are part of that. And they also did the soundtrack. They did some songs of the soundtrack for Pretty in Pink. And they did the title track, Pretty in Pink. And we'll play that for you this afternoon as well. But just a lot of great stuff. And it was music about love. It was just the melody of like the Psychedelic Fur songs just are really awesome. And so anyway, we're going to play some of that music today as we get you ready for the concert tonight at House of Blues. So let's see, what do we have going on here today? Netflix is doing a lot of shark stuff on Discovery, and I think it's the National Geographic channel as well, but Netflix is streaming great white shark stuff for Discovery and Nat Geo. And I don't know what it is about sharks, but, you know, especially this time of year, I think we're all kind of fascinated with sharks. And, you know, Jaws, I think, celebrating its, what is it, 50th anniversary. We've talked about that. And I remember when Jaws came out, a lot of people were afraid to go in the water, at least temporarily. All right. So you've heard in our news, and we talked about it yesterday, we talked to Sidney Torres with IV Waste. And Mayor Cantrell's emergency declaration has been nullified by the city council. So there's a contract dispute. Mayor Cantrell creates an emergency. Troy Henry wants the contract. He changes things. He doesn't have anybody. Then he has somebody. Then he changes the person that he has. There was some disruption there. It was also going to cost more than Sidney Torres. So look, I admit it's confusing, and I don't think I understand all of it. But essentially, Mayor Cantrell created an emergency, and it seems like she created an emergency that was going to give her an opportunity to give the contract to Troy Henry. What is her deal with Troy Henry? I don't know. But it's worth asking the question. In fact, I posted a video about this on Scoot on the Air Facebook. It's posted now. I'll read some of your comments later in the show. And if you want to go to Scoot on the Air Facebook, you can check out the video and comment. I don't know what the deal is, but there's a deal. There's some reason she wants to give it to Troy Henry. Sidney Torres seems totally qualified. He's been doing a great job. And he told me on the air yesterday that he's going to do it. He's going to do the job of cleaning up the trash in the French Quarter for $250,000 a month less. He's charging $250,000 less than Troy Henry. So why is Mayor Cantrell still interested in giving it to Troy Henry? I mean, it seems like political BS, but I don't know. So, you know, that's something that, you know, just makes me feel like we need to do something as a city. And as Dave was talking about last hour, this city is chasing people out and we're not inviting people in. People don't want to come here except to party. People don't want to live here. They don't want to be part of this. Some people do, but a lot of people don't. I mean, I remember before Katrina, we were the 34th ranked market with like 600,000 people in the city limits. Now we are the 50th ranked market with like 300,000 people within the city limits. That's bad. And we've got a mayor right now who has been chasing people away. And I don't think she's done her part to bring in enough businesses. So it all matters, but it's time for us to get together. And when we vote, man, we've got to make sure that we do the best we can to not vote for people who are going to continue to string us along with the typical New Orleans BS. Somebody's got to break this cycle, and let's look for the candidates that are going to break this cycle, because this doesn't happen in every city. It happens here, but it doesn't happen in every. It happens in some other cities. But it doesn't happen in every city, and it doesn't have to happen here. So, you know, that's always a great conversation. All right. So, you know, Bill Gates has been linked to Jeffrey Epstein. There's some little information coming out about the billionaire's summer camp that's going on and links to Jeffrey Epstein. You know, Bill Gates looks like such a nerd, but some of these nerd guys are like, you know, really into like kinky sex, weird sex. Think about the nerds that are into being furries. And Bill Gates, I don't know, he might be one of those guys that we've heard stories when he was getting divorced. We heard stories that, you know, Bill Gates likes him young and might be a little on the kinky side. So OnlyFans is having an impact on the strip club business in America. We'll talk about that this afternoon. And let's see what else. Oh, didn't get to this yesterday, but President Trump's Environmental Protection Agency head, Lee Zeldin, has launched two new resources to be totally transparent with the American people concerning geoengineering and contrails. He says that a lot of people who are into the chemtrail conspiracy theories have been vilified. Do you know why they're doing this? Because a lot of Trump supporters are into spreading the ridiculous rumor that chemtrails are real and that they're spreading chemicals and they're trying to hurt us. And those are contrails, not chemtrails. Contrails means condensation trails. But a lot of Trump's supporters, a lot of Trump people are into spreading the conspiracy theories about chemtrails. And so that's why they want to address this issue. They want to try and make it seem like they're all okay. Well, I mean, they're okay. They can believe what they want to believe. But if the administration is really serious about being transparent, then, you know, they're going to be honest about this. And you're going to learn from them that this is not something that people need to worry about the way they're worrying about it at this particular point. All right. Again, we have a lot to get to this afternoon. Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well.
OK. Also, later, we have to talk about your play opening up at Tulane.
Tulane,
it's
yep.
Part of the Shakespeare Festival.
Yep. Midsummer Night's Dream opens tonight. We had our first preview performance last night. It was totally sold out.
Cool.
Little bit unusual to sell out a preview, but that just tells you how much people love this play. This is, I think, the most exciting, the funniest, the most accessible Shakespeare play. If you've never been to a Shakespeare play or you don't care about Shakespeare or know anything about Shakespeare, this is the one to come see. This is the one that I promise you'll have a good time at, even if the language is too dense for you and all different reasons people kind of bump up against Shakespeare. You won't have a problem having a good time at this play, I guarantee it.
You know, Shakespeare, as many accolades as he received, he was not appreciated in a lot of ways for the diversity that he brought us. I mean, he brought us great comedy. Mm-hmm. He brought us drama about having sex with your mom. I mean, you know, he brought us a lot of sex and violence, and he brought us a lot of comedy, too.
I mean, as far as having sex with your mom, I mean, the Greeks, Aristophanes was writing about that, and, you know, as many centuries before Christ. I mean, that's a tale as old as time. But yeah, to your greater point, Shakespeare really did cover a lot of ground. The human experience, grief, love, loss, lusts, politics. I mean, those, the historical plays, the ones that are, only minimally fictionalized. The plays about Richard III and Henry VIII. I mean, at the time that those were written, like, that was the record as far as people were concerned. That's how the legend of those kings, you know, passed on through the centuries and you know, in the time before we really had.
Yeah, and that was, you know, that was the form of entertainment. Yeah. I mean, he was like the top director and writer and producer for movies today. I mean, that was the form of entertainment. So we'll talk a little bit about that later as well.
Can I say something controversial?
I know
it's a Friday and we want to keep it light, but look, I've been thinking about a lot this. I've been thinking about a lot this.
Okay.
I don't care about Superman. I don't want any more Superman movies. I think Superman is incredibly overrated. I don't understand why there is an audience for this movie.
Look, I get that. I mean, I'm going to go reluctantly, and I'll tell you why I'm going, and we'll mention this later, but people are trying to bring up, and look, I am one for trying to find meaning in movies. I just posted a video right before the show. It's on Scoot on the Substack. I invite you to join me there. Become a subscriber. Just go to Substack.com, download the Substack app, and subscribe to Scoot on the Air. And I just posted a video about this. I grew up watching the Superman series, and I don't need another Superman movie, but people are now trying to make this about immigration because Superman is an illegal alien. He comes from another planet, and now he's here. And while the reviews are good, I'm interested to see this in part for that reason. I hope I'm entertained by it, but I get it. I'm not that much into the Superman story, but I'm interested to see this new version of it. I think it's going to be a little too slick for me.
Yeah.
From what I'm used to just watching the old Superman TV series. And I'm not into comic book characters at all. So right. I want to see why people are trying to make this a little bit about immigration.
Don't get me wrong. I understand why Superman has been the icon that he is because, 80 years ago, we weren't thinking as creatively as we are nowadays about what a hero can do and what a hero can be and what their journey can be, what their story is. But now it feels super dated to me. It's like, it looks like a product of the early 20th century, and I can't get fired up to watch it.
Yeah.
However, a Shakespeare play from 500 years ago.
Well, of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
Let's go, baby. Put that in my veins. Let's roll.
All right. We'll talk a little bit about Superman. And look, if you have seen the movie, if you've already seen the new Superman and you want to give us a review of it, you can call the show at the Okanar Jewelers Talkin' Text Line or send us a text. And it's 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, Free for All Friday, and we'll be right back on WWE.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, here's a song from the album Help by the Beatles, and this will be performed at Beatles Fest tomorrow night at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. Plenty of free parking, which is always nice. I've Just Seen a Face by the Beatles, and of course we had the great news yesterday that Paul McCartney bringing his solo tour to New Orleans, Smoothie King Center, October the 29th, and tickets go on sale July the 18th. I'm Scoot. Glad you're with us. We'll get to some of your text messages here in just a moment. Here's something else I've talked about in a video that I posted on social media. CNN and MSNBC have basically been ignoring the left-wing radicals that have been attacking ICE agents. And this is wrong. They should focus more attention on this. But as critical as people on the right, as critical as Trump supporters want to be, you can't be that critical without being a hypocrite, because Fox News does the same thing. I think CNN and MSNBC should be covering the left-wing radicals, and what they're doing is wrong. You can disagree. I can disagree with the way this is being played out. I can disagree with the thug mentality of the Trump administration when it comes to implementing the plan for mass deportations. I think there's another way to handle this. It doesn't have to be so heavy-handed, but that's the way Trump wants to do it. That's the message that they're sending, and they want it that way. But it's wrong to attack the ICE agents. That's not the way to handle this. You know, you handle this, through the media. You handle this by putting pressure on Trump to do the right thing. Not that he's ever going to change, but there are ways to handle this. And if they're doing something illegal, then you handle this in the courts, even though Trump might ignore it. The point is, you don't attack the ICE agents. I mean, that's wrong. And CNN and MSNBC should be called out for not doing a better job of covering this. They're kind of letting it go. But again, Fox News lets things go all the time when it comes to protecting Trump and it comes to protecting just right-wing ideology in general.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think this is a pretty bad look for CNN and MSNBC. You'll often hear me say all cable news is trash. It's just that Fox News is the worst version of it. But in a way, like, this is kind of the exception that proves the rule. The fact that that we're even talking about CNN and MSNBC ignoring this very important story highlights how rarely that actually happens. I think, comparatively speaking, you know, it's just like you can think of 30 examples of right-wing political violence that were either ignored completely by Fox News and conservative media, or it was repackaged to say, oh, well, he was just mentally ill, or there was something wrong with him. It didn't have anything to do with his politics. You know, like, if they cover those stories, they'll do it by also running interference for the person who committed the crime.
Or it wasn't really a Republican. Sure. It was Democrats, or it was Antifa doing it. So, you know, yes, I get that. So I think they should be called out for not doing a better job of covering something that I believe is wrong. It's wrong to attack the ICE agents. I don't like the way they're handling it, but I think it's wrong to attack them. But again, you know, as critical as you might want to be, if you are a Trump supporter and a Fox News audience member, then you've got to realize that Fox News is doing the exact same thing. Let's go to Ian with a couple of your texts.
Here's a text message. We got texts about Superman and the Beatles and punk music. I'll start here.
Cool.
Superman is an immigrant and a Jesus parable. From planet Krypton sent to Earth as a child in a space cradle to spread peace and save humanity. Where's the rest of this one? Well, I'll get to the rest of that one in a minute, because it got cut in half.
You know, I'd never heard Superman compared to Jesus.
I hadn't really either. Here's a text that says, here's the contrarian. You know, the contrarian listens to the show all the time, and today has this to say: everyone knows every Beatles song. Unfortunately, they've been so overplayed and overrated that they have become tired and boring for decades now.
Okay, so look, here's great advice for you. Don't go to Beatles Fest. They don't need you. It's going to sell out without you. And we can play it as much as we want. And they're going to have Beatles Fest every year. And it's great. And it's going to sell out. And people are going to love it. And it's not your job to tell other people what to do. So you can have those feelings, but Beatles Fest doesn't really need you.
Sorry for jumping around a little bit here,
but okay.
The rest of that other text message about Jesus came in. From planet Krypton, sent to Earth as a child in a space cradle to spread peace and save humanity. If that's not relevant currently, I don't know what is, respectively.
So, okay, I get that. And, you know, maybe that's why I'm kind of interested in seeing the movie, because I do like to find meaning in movies. And I remember when I took my son when he was younger to see the movie The Mask with Jim Carrey. And I told my son, leaving the movie, I said, well, now, you know, Sean, there's a great message in this movie, because, you know, if you think about it, he thought he needed the mask to be who he wanted to be. And he really didn't need the mask because he was already that person inside. And my son says, Dad, do you have to find meaning in every movie we go to? And you know, I kind of have that tendency.
About deportations and immigration, here's a text that says, if you say Trump is heavy-handed with his deportations, what would you call Obama's deportations?
I don't remember hearing that much about it, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's, you know.
I know he deported a lot of people.
He and Biden both deported a not insignificant number of people, but I think it wasn't as splashy. It wasn't made for television the way that this situation is now. They're doing these, like, very broad, very well-publicized daylight raids of parks and farmer's market and farmhands and stuff like that. I mean, I don't recall that we had been doing that any other time. And if it was, it wasn't on the nightly news all the time.
Yeah, I don't think they were dressing up the way they're dressing up now. Yeah. So, but what this texter is saying, though, by playing whataboutism, is he is admitting that Donald Trump is doing heavy-handed mass deport. The guy's admitting that Trump has a heavy hand, and this is maybe more violent and rougher than it needs to be. Because when you play whataboutism, you're trying to distract from what you really don't want to admit.
Here's another text about that says Obama's deportations were humane, which, you know, I don't know about all of the deportations, but I don't recall.
Yeah, I don't remember hearing about.
You know, we're arresting people for political speech, and we're deporting people against lawful court orders. Yeah. I mean, we're now learning that there's this guy at DOJ who wrote a memo who says, I want y'all to ignore the court orders that you will receive. You will receive a memo from a judge somewhere who says you cannot deport that person. I've got protective status over this person. You cannot put them on that plane. And the DOJ guy says, I want you to do it anyway. Like, that's insane.
It is insane.
That didn't happen under anybody else's Department of Justice.
You know, I'll tell you what we're seeing here. I think we're seeing the beginning of a national police force.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That this is what ICE is going to evolve into, a national police force that is going to defy the laws, defy our courts, and just arrest people and maybe even deport people. And to me, that is the scariest thing since the threat of communism during the Cold War.
I'll give you two more about Superman real quick. Here's one that says the world is looking for a savior, and that's why Superman is still so popular. And here's a text that says Trump is planning to annex planet Krypton so that Superman will automatically become a United States citizen.
All right, if you have a comment on this free-for-all Friday, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. But I don't hear anything about, you know, Superman, you know, dying for our sins or that he came here to really, you know, represent a greater God. But I mean, I get the idea about how he's coming here to save us. And a lot of people believe that that's the role of Jesus. I'm going to try and see it this weekend. And if I do get to see it, we'll talk about it on Monday. I'm Scoot. It's Free for All Friday on WWE.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Well, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1990, Steven Adler got fired from Guns N' Roses. What did Steven Adler do to get fired? What did he do to get kicked out of Guns N' Roses? It was his drug use. Now look, Guns N' Roses did drugs. How much drugs do you have to do to get friggin' kicked out of Guns N' Roses? I mean, you'd have to be doing a lot of drugs. Because these guys were into drugs, but I mean, to get kicked out of Guns N' Roses for doing drugs?
Yeah, because you bogarted the drugs. You didn't leave anybody for the rest. You didn't leave any drugs for the rest of the band.
Maybe that was it.
You know,
maybe that was it.
You're not sharing.
This headline seems funny. Steve Adler fired from Guns N' Roses for his drug use. I'm Scoot on the Air. Glad you're with us. So the city council has voted 5-1. Oliver Thomas was the only vote against. And this was a vote about the emergency declaration. And what they've done is they have canceled Mayor Cantrell's emergency declaration in the French Quarter trash collection dispute. Trust me on this. Oliver Thomas is kissing up to Mayor Cantrell. He always has. And Oliver Thomas, what he wants is he wants Cantrell's voters. Now, Cantrell's voters have been burned. I think this is a mistake for Oliver Thomas, but he's in too deep. He's a Cantrell sycophant. Did you ever realize how close the word sycophant sounds like sycophant?
I'm sick of it.
Sick of it.
What a sick of it.
Sick of it. Anyway, he was the only vote against, and so he's counting on Mayor Cantrell's endorsement. He's going to get her endorsement. The way she has acted in office and the way she has screwed over the people of New Orleans and the way she has acted like she doesn't care about the people of New Orleans, I think a Cantrell endorsement is only going to hurt Oliver Thomas. I think it's going to hurt anybody if she gives her endorsement to them, because people are so frustrated right now with the way the city is and with Mayor Cantrell that her endorsement, I think, is going to be a very harmful thing. So we'll see how this plays out. Helena Moreno right now has a commanding lead in the race, but this is just a poll, and it's not over, and people have to actually get out and vote. But we saw this yesterday. There are now 10 candidates in the race. All right, if you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Gonzalez. Chuck, you're on WWL. Thanks for hanging on, Chuck.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, so I think, have listened to the problems with the city mayor, New Orleans city mayor, and the council for so long, and I think it's time that we, I guess it would have to go before a vote of the public, but I think it's time we change the form of government in New Orleans from a mayor council, where the mayor has way too much power, to a lot of big cities that are very ahead of the curve in managing things properly, is a council manager form of government, where we elect a council, and I would suggest we have 8 council members, and we have a manager. There is no mayor. The council hires a professional manager to carry out the operations of what the council, mm-hmm. and because of what the citizens want, to carry out the citizens and what the council direct them to do. And the manager would become the tiebreaker if there's a deadlock within the council itself.
But basically, the council is managing the city.
Basically, the council is managing the city from a theoretical standpoint. The manager does the day-to-day actual operations right. of the management. So you hire a professional to do that.
Yeah, the mayor.
It works in a lot of big cities.
Yeah.
Phoenix, Austin, a lot of the bigger, progressive, cutting-edge cities are doing it this way. And it leaves out a lot of the shadiness that goes on in local city governments.
Chuck, honestly, that sounds like a good idea. And I want to remind people that the word progressive, for a lot of people, the only thing it means now is extreme liberalism. But if you look up the definition of progressive, it just means moving forward. It means being innovative. And I think that's the way we need to look at the word progressive in the context of what you're talking about. Yeah, we want progress. I love the idea because the mayor is too powerful and it lends itself to political corruption. And we've seen this happen. We had a mayor recently go to prison.
Yeah, I mean, it's an antiquated way of running a big city. It was great for small cities, but not big cities.
But Chuck, here's the problem. It's not going to change. It's too good for us. I mean, I would love for it to change. I would love for something dramatic to change in New Orleans. But, you know, stuff like that works in other cities, it's like we're so arrogant collectively as a city that we don't want to, well, just because they do it there doesn't mean it's going to work here. Well, a lot of things that people say that to would actually work here. But they say that because they've just got this.
That's a dumb butt mentality.
Yeah, I mean, but they've got this idea that, you know, people just have this idea that, you know, everybody loves New Orleans. Well, this is the way we do it here. We're great. No, we're not great when it comes to everything. And we need to be open to change. Chuck, I appreciate the call. Look, I think that's that might be a viable idea. Look, I'm sure there's some negatives to that, but there's a lot of negatives to the mayor having as much power as the mayor has in the city right now. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1992, this was the number one song in America.
I
love this.
Oh, my God.
That bass line's so good.
Yeah.
Iconic.
It's huge.
Oh!
I like a woman that's got that butt that's so big that she can back up to the sofa and you can use it as a TV tray. That's nice. Just put your dinner ordered and just eat away. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2014, we lost Tommy Ramone. Tommy Ramone was the drummer of the Ramones, and he died of cancer. He was 65 years old. I was talking earlier about the Psychedelic Furs. They're at House of Blues tonight. Show starts at 7 o'clock. The Psychedelic Furs were part of that new wave movement in the late 70s and very, very early 80s. And so were the Ramones. The Ramones were part of what I like to call the commercialization of punk. You know, hardcore punk didn't really make it in this country because the young people in America were not feeling the same things that the young people in the UK were feeling when it comes to the economy and jobs and things like that. So, you know, that kind of hardcore music just didn't resonate with a younger audience in the States. So things kind of developed into a more pop version of hardcore punk, and the Ramones were part of that, and so were the Psychedelic Furs. We'll play a little Psychedelic Furs music as we anticipate the show tonight, House of Blues. All right, a lot more still to come. What is OnlyFans doing to gentlemen's clubs across the country? Kind of surprised to hear this. Also, Ringo Starr, who just turned 85 this week, is celebrating 37 years of sobriety. That's amazing. We'll talk about that coming up in the next hour. It's Free for All Friday. I'm Scoot on WWL.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.